Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Never gets old. Greg's awkwardness just never gets old. 5 o'clock, it's great to have you with us.
You're right. And I never know if he's like listening to me or not when I like speak to him. It's like,
well, no, he talks to himself. So you don't know if he's in another conversation or not.
Right, like, yeah, what?
Yeah, Greg should be studied. He's really quite interesting. Okay, if you're just getting in the vehicle, you're driving home from a hard day's work, we're going to give you the opportunity to spend $400 million. That's what we can promise you. Tarek Skubal did a media appearance yesterday on Pardon My Take. It's arguably the most successful sports podcast on the planet. And he was, Big Cat did a really good job just having some fun, which was, you like Detroit? Oh, yeah, I love Detroit. You like it enough to stay forever? Yeah. 10 at 425. And like Scooble lit up.
Like done.
Yeah, done. That'll work. We'll play the audio. The point is, we're going to put you in the captain's chair. Scooble pitches tonight. It's 503. You get a phone call from Scott Boras right now. You're driving home. You're on 75, you're on 94, you're on Telegraph. Scott Boras is calling your cellular device, and you run the Tigers. 10 at 400. Are you signing Tarek Skubal? You could have this done before dinner. You could have it done in our hypothetical world. In the world of the offer he received from, by the way, unauthorized offer, but Big Cat offered him 10 at 425. You could have this done right now. Do you sign him? Or choice B, you say no. There's no alterations to the deal. You can say no, but here's the angle. It's the Rico Beard plan. Because you said no. And you've said pitch him until the wheels fall off.
Yep.
This year. And next year, and go in. You don't do anything stupid. You're not going to empty the cupboards and be a god-awful franchise. No one's saying that. But be aggressive. Mm-hmm. Get involved at this deadline. Let's make a run at it now. Let's make a run at it next year. And if we just get two more years of Skubal, then that's what we're doing. I don't think you're crazy, and I do not think you should be vilified.
No.
Because we did this earlier. I'm not going to do it again. You're getting the best of Clayton Kershaw. Now, if you sign a 10-year deal and Skubal's only Skubal for 5 of them, you're in essence paying him $80 million a year. So it also comes into what type of franchise are you going to be? We don't know. But from a payroll perspective, if you're paying a pitcher 40 and your payroll's 140, do the math. It gets a little dicey. No matter how many young, cheap, controllable players you have. So, phone lines are wide open. We've reset everything. 248-539-9797. Boras calls. 10 at 400 right now. Are you signing Tarek Skubal? Yes or no? There are no alterations. No substitutions.
Right now.
No soup for you.
Okay. Right now and not at the end of the 2 years.
Now.
That caveat. No, I just want to make
sure. Before the end of this segment, Beard.
Okay. So he walks out on the mound with a brand new deal.
You put a party hat on Benetti, and he makes the announcement tonight. You could have it done tonight. Do you do it? You're saying no.
I still say no.
Explain and tell the people what you would do.
I say no because it's 10 years, and you're only going to get peak school bowl for about four, let's say five of those years. The last five of those years, it's going to be lean. It's going to be, wow, I can't believe it. You're looking at basically pitching Miggy, I think, at that point. I would just go ahead and just ride this thing out. I would be very aggressive at the trade deadline. I would be very aggressive in free agent over the winter meetings. And I would try to build a team right here, right now, in the next 2 years that can compete for a World Series. I'll take my chances. And then after that, you know what? You've already kind of set the people up saying, you got a bunch of young kids coming up. Just go ahead and start the clock at the end of that 2 years. But you made a push. You made a legitimate push. I'm saying go out and get a player or two that can get you over the hump. Not just, you know, he's okay, but, you know, go and get a Bobichet. Go and get somebody that can help you win now rather than locking up for that 10-year term.
David, right now, as you're wearing a sexual chocolate T-shirt, you could sign Scooble. You're running the Tigers. I'm kind of scared if you're running the Tigers and you're wearing that garb. But so be it.
Oh, you want to see me on MLB TV?
See, I would actually
in a sexual chocolate T-shirt from Coming to America.
No. And the thing is, you
Sirius XM MLB with this,
David. You don't even acknowledge your shirt. You sit there and you're just talking business the whole time. People are
that would be amazing.
Is it?
He acts like he's in a suit.
That would be amazing.
But he's in a Randy Watson T-shirt.
Carpenter tonight is, and I'm wearing this.
As a matter of fact, have the CG say Randy Watts.
I announced Jackson Job to the IL with this shirt on.
Right.
So, David, you could have this deal done before we're off the air. 10 at 400. Scott Boras is saying there's no negotiation. Here's the offer. Do you do it? Because right now, look, we've had callers all day about this. Right now, every fan is saying that every fan wants to just pay him whatever he wants. Do whatever needs to be done. End. Well, okay, well, what if it's this? And what's your answer? Go ahead, David.
If it is right now, today, the announcement is tonight, before or after he pitches the game against the Orioles, I am saying yes. I would give him the 10 years, $400 million. I would announce it tonight in the press conference. After the game, he has signed. We're here. We're good to go. Now we're going all in. That's what I would do. Yes.
Okay. People, the floor is yours. David, the early ticket text returns before we start racking phone calls. Go ahead.
Easy yes for me. Don't have to pay anyone else on the roster. Don't have to pay Green, Torque, Tail, 2028. For the best farm system in baseball, yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely see, no. Oh, go ahead.
But see, the other thing about that is by signing him, then I still want you to be aggressive because I don't want him to be the only guy that you're paying. I want you to surround him with other players, not just him with a bunch of young players. Because right now, when you're winning, it's fun. But you know, I got 8 more years and I got to look at these young guys. And I know, you know what, we're not winning the way I thought. And now he probably won't want to be here that long because it's like, I got to go through this rebuilding process, but I'm getting paid $40 million a year. Go ahead, David.
Absolutely no on any 10-year deal. Don't even care about the money part. That's another Miggy where you hate him the last 5 years, Hunter and Clarkston. No to 10 years. Simple as that. Someone says just no to 10 years. You two and your windows. We have the top-rated farm system in baseball. Our window is not only 1 year if we don't sign one pitcher, Blake in Florida.
Blake, you're a moron.
Okay,
Blake. No. I want to handle this. Okay. Hey, Blake, throw yourself in a garbage can. Okay, it's not you two and your windows. If you lose the best pitcher in baseball, Jack Flaherty won't be here. Jackson Job is dead. Okay, Alex Cobb won't be here. And your farm system, hard guy, how many of them are frontline starters? Because the best one you had just died.
Oh, no, I'm not done. So when Max Clark comes up here, what if Max Clark is Jordan Walker or Anthony Volpe? What if Max Clark isn't Mike Trout? What if it takes him a couple of years? What if he's Royce Lewis? Or do you even know who Royce Lewis is? Your farm system is a thing. It's an idea. It's a hope and a wish. It might be good. It might not. It's Kennery's mystery box comment.
It's volume. So you have all of these players, and you're hoping of all of these players, three or four turn out to be legitimate major league starters.
But the idea that we're going to minimize the potential of Tarek Skubal not being here, and it's tra-la, effin' la, because I've got some, oh, Blake in Florida's all boned up about some 19-year-old prospect.
The window is now.
I mean, Christ, you know how long I've had to hear about Jason Dominguez for the Yankees? Yeah, it's been a real blessing. I can't take any more of these people.
Max Clark or Cosa?
Yeah, what if Max Clark is Dylan Cruz? How's that gone?
There is a window. Let me bring this back. There is a window right here, right now. I don't care who you think you have. I don't know. They're not going to be a Cy Young Award winning pitcher coming up next year.
No, he's a unicorn. Skubal's right. A unicorn. And you hope to have one once a generation that's this good.
So that's why I said, if you're not going to sign him, you got to ride him till the wheels come off, but you got to surround him. You got to give him some stars. You got to be able to go out there and in a 7-game series, beat the Yankees and then turn around and beat the Dodgers. And while I like a lot of the people on the team, you need more. So that's why I'm saying be aggressive right now.
And it's wonderful to have a farm system to supplement things. But you know what the main thing is once you're good and you got a lot of your spots filled, like this team does, because Scott Harris has done a really good job, you weaponize the farm system to make trades and bring up adults who are ready to win a World Series now. It could take years. Years. How do you know Max Clark's not Joe Adell? Or do you not know who that is, Brad? I get so tired of it. The idea that all these players are just going to be continually awesome. It's not. It took Kerry Carpenter years. It took Torkelson years to the point where his career was thought to be over.
We were writing him off at the beginning of the year, and he really is on the roster because of a bunch of injuries in spring training. He was getting ready to get shipped down to Toledo, and they stopped the car, bring him back. We need him to play. And then all of a sudden, he started hitting the ball, and now he looks like a major league player. I'm with you. That's why I say right here, right now, capitalize on having the best record in baseball, because it could fall apart quickly.
Look at the
dugout of the team you're playing tonight. They were there last year. We thought they were going to be around for a while.
Now, the Orioles window was limitless. Cutscene, 2025.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I know it's brief, but that was Tarek Skubal. Pardon my take. All right, so go ahead. There's the offer. You could sign him right now. Or I totally get it if you say no. You could say we're a $140 million payroll team. We can't pay a guy $40 million. I don't want to pay him 10 years. Guys, we're less than 24 hours from hearing about Jackson Jobe blowing up. You're not going to see him for 2 years. And when I say that, let me be clear, he ain't going to pitch next year. And if he does, it wouldn't be anything meaningful. Even the year after, you have to remember, he's never pitched more than 90 innings professionally in a season. Meaning, you won't get Jackson Jobe giving you 150, 160, 170 until 2027. Or 28.
I was about to say, no, actually 28. That's wishful thinking is 27.
Oh, but hey, Brad and Chad in Florida, prospects and things. Best pitching prospect in baseball. And no use to me now for probably 2 years. Go ahead, Blake. Stop in a Publix. Get yourself a sub.
Yeah.
It's called the Idiot Trio.
Because what you're looking at now, that's Casey Mize right now, where it's been a while.
Oh, you mean it wasn't seamless? He didn't come up as Nolan Ryan?
No.
Oh, okay,
he
weird.
He had surgery, and now we're just starting to get him back.
What about Skeens? He's one of one. He's one of one.
And he hasn't had the surgery yet. Let's hope he doesn't. But, look, as you say, it's almost like an epidemic with Major League pitchers where eventually, it happens.
You're getting Tommy John. It just feels like it's pass and go in Monopoly.
Yeah.
David, go ahead. I'll get some callers.
In fact, Ticket Text here says, Tommy John says no to 10 years on Skubal. Mike, there's no question you signed Skubal at 10 at 400. This guy is a Chris Sale or JV type of pitcher.
But can I just ask this? Don't you believe either decision requires urgency? Meaning, if you sign him, let's be aggressive at this deadline. Let's really go after this. And if you don't sign him, it even furthers it because you wouldn't have him for more than this year and next year. I guess that's what I'm trying to arrive at. This laissez-faire attitude in this town by Lion fan, Red Wing fan, Piston fan, and seemingly some Tiger fan is truly shocking to me. This team has the ability to maybe win the whole damn thing. It's this... Well, you know,
you'd rather be good for a long time than just go all in and win it all.
Or at least give yourself the best opportunity.
Right.
That's all.
Because, looking at the JV and Chris Sale, they've been moved around. So the option that we gave is 10 years, meaning he's a Tiger for 10 years, not, we'll trade him. And that's too easy.
I just have a hard time with 10 years.
I do too.
I admit it. I love him. I want to sign him, but I can't.
And if you did the 10 years, it would have to be before he goes out on the mound because I can't wait until his deal is up because now he will be a 41-year-old pitcher going out there making $40 million.
Yeah, right now it'd be 38. You sign it if you signed him today. But yes, go ahead, David.
Man, I don't want to go more than 5 years, so I am a no on this. That is Chad in a truck. Someone else says, I don't get why anyone would say no. There is no cap, and they can buy out the end of the contract if needed. Yes, 10 years, 400 today.
Okay, while you are right, once again, we're leaving out critical elements. Every team has a salary cap. Every team. It's a self-imposed one. It just depends on what you are. It's why I said I don't know what type of team or organization they want to be.
I don't know. Right as we sit now, it's $140 million payroll. Can you have a $40 million pitcher if the rest of the team makes a grand total of 100, or in this case, 140? That's a tough deal, man. Mm-hmm. That's what, 25% of your total? 23%? Like,
because here's the thing. If you're not a team willing to spend that money, I hearken to think about what he's going to say down the line when, okay, well, you just keep bringing up young guys and you're not really surrounding me with other, you know, big time players. And I'm making a third of the payroll. Not really feeling this. We need to bring in some other folks.
So, or they have a seat change. I don't know. This is the whole thing. I don't know. But let's go to Dylan, 97.1. Dylan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, Dylan. What's up?
I'm going to say no to that deal. Honestly, $400 million for 10 years. He's going to be 38. He's not going to be a new Verlander. He's not going to be a new Ryan Nolan. He's not. His prime is going to maybe last till he's 35. I don't see him proving that much. I'd take a six-year deal, $250 million, in a heartbeat with him. Absolutely. But 10 years, too much.
So do you believe by saying no, do you want the team to be more aggressive in the time you have him?
Absolutely. I think Scott Harris should go way too aggressive on the trade deadline coming up. He needs to go get a new infielder. Outfield, we're set right now. We got Green in left, Meadows in center, Carpenter in right field, and hopefully by towards the end of the year in the September call-ups, Max Clark maybe
that's
comes up.
That's not happening. He's in single A. That's not happening. Just let that go.
Or who? I forgot another outfielder prospect. But the infield needs a new star.
Well, you need a shortstop and you need a third baseman, if we're being honest about it. Because, look, I mean, Javi helped launch your season into the stratosphere, Dylan. It was wonderful, but he's coming back to earth. And third base is a problem. Look, Matt Vierling is a guy, if and when he gets healthy, that shoulder has been problematic. It would help. All jokes aside about face of franchise, and, you know, like he can help you. So these are the things that have to play out. But no, there's no question it's got to be an infielder. And it's got to be a right-handed bat. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that whether you sign Scoobal or not, I want to go get that at the deadline, and I want to get a high-leverage reliever. I want to weaponize more. Look, just today, Brisky getting sent down. I mean, Brisky was such a critical piece for you. You know, Holton hasn't necessarily been the same.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to want a high-leverage reliever.
And you know what? Look, with the start that they had, expectations have changed, and you want to take advantage of being the best team in baseball right now and not just – hey, it's fun. No, let's now change and start looking. What do we need to do to compete with the better teams? What do we need to do in case we're in a 7-game series with these teams? Do we have the pieces? Can we add more? I would say yes, you do need to add more.
Let's go to Jake, 97.1. Jake, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mr. Valente, how's it going?
Hello, sir. What do you make of all this? You want to spend?
First of all, Kenny, congrats on the engagement. But my thoughts on this is absolutely not 10 years. Just based on the risk factor. So say 3 years down the road, you know, he blows out his arm and he needs Tommy John, just like, you know, Job now. And we get screwed and here we are paying him out for 10 years.
Yeah, that's the risk. Or he doesn't get hurt.
You're gambling. I mean, have trust in the youngins. You know, the farm team's doing amazing right now. Like you said, they sent down Brisky. He's doing amazing for the Tigers. Like,
all right. So let me ask you a question. Hold on, Jake. So let me ask you a question. So are you okay if we future cast this? You have Scoobal for this year and next year. You don't get a deal done. You never know the terms. You never know what you offered or didn't offer. It's just kept very quiet. Are you going to be okay with that?
You nailed it, Mike. Exactly. You know what? I think we need to go for a shortstop this year at the trade deadline and maybe a starting pitcher, and I think we're World Series bound. Scooble's going to take us there.
Okay.
Keep them, like you said, year, maybe 2 years. You know, you lose out, you lose out.
But I think if they make the right moves at the deadline, if they can get a high leverage reliever, if they can get a big time right-handed bat, I'll be way more optimistic about a World Series. I do. But if you think the Yankees are standing pat, no. And again, I know right now no one thinks any other team could ever possibly step on the field with the 1927 Yankees, a.k.a. your Tigers. But other teams are going to try to get better, too. And baseball's a very weird sport. No, because if the highest payroll always won, the Yankees wouldn't have a 15-year drought.
Right.
It's really hard.
It is.
Well, that coin flip, that affects you, too. It's like when you are this presumed really good team, those teams get aced out sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a very scary reality. I've lived it a lot over the last 15 years. So I'm taking my time with this team. They have a real shot. I want to see him really get after it, really try. 248-539-9797. We'll get more to calls. We got a football today to get to. David's T-shirt has won the day. 97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, if you want more Scooble talk, odyssey.com. Rewind, we've done a bunch of it today. We've had fun with it because that's all we can do. He pitches tonight, another chance to win a series. That's it. Keep moving it. Move the ball down the field.
Real quick, Mike, before you get into that. So you offered that whole 12.5. Remember the over-under and the run scored?
Oh, yeah. Last night was suboptimal.
Let me offer you this.
Okay.
Will the Tigers not only win the series, but will they outscore the Orioles? Right now, the Orioles are up, combined score, I believe, 12-6.
Yes. Okay. 7-0 Tigers.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Last night was suboptimal. I don't know what that was.
I think that was just one of those games where you just, you know what?
Sounds like, seems
it
like, feels
13-6.
Like. Oh, it's 13-6?
13-6 Baltimore.
Okay. All right. David wins. No, I'm going to stick to my guns.
So
Baltimore's pitching's terrible.
Okay. So 8-0.
Revenge tour tonight. I don't know. 11-2. Just come on.
Well, it's Scooble, too. That kind of helps you with the run, you know, prevention.
One would think, yes. But no, I wanted to ask you this because I was talking to Kenny and David about this. Do you find it strange that the Indiana Pacers won game three last night? They're up 2-1. And if you win game three in the NBA Finals, the team that goes up 2-1 mm-hmm. wins it like 75% of the time. Do you realize there's still an underdog in this series?
Are they really?
Yes. I swear to God.
Because I think they're looking at it as it's fake. But I'm like, they're at home. If this was the other way around and they were playing the games in Oklahoma, I was like, okay, they have the advantage. The next game's in Indiana. Yeah. Especially if they can win that one and go up 3-1.
Well, here's the two notes. One, you're also seeing the flaw, and OKC will address it. The flaw in OKC is when you get a collection of tryhards around a superstar, generally isn't going to work. You need another star. The difference, Halliburton and Siakam are stars. But here's my one thing. What is Stephen A. Smith's problem with Tyrese Halliburton? What am I missing here? Well, he's a nice player. I'm not imitating Stephen A. right now. I'll just destroy my vocal cords.
He's a good player, but he's not a superstar. And it's like, okay, well, Stephen A., what does he need to do? Because he's hit game-winning shots,
plural,
in this playoff run, including burying your Knicks. And I think a lot of it has to do with he beat the Knicks, and he can't just acknowledge the fact that, yeah, he's better. Because he's like, well, I wanted my Knicks to draft him. Okay. But right now they didn't, and he's out there performing and getting it done, and he got angry. But Stephen A. can dish it out, but he got angry because Halliburton came back and said, what are these people on TV, you know, what do they know about basketball? And Stephen A. took exception to
that. But what person on the planet doesn't, outside of Stephen A., of course?
Well, you know, but he played point guard in college, so I guess that.
No, he didn't. Didn't he play like 5 minutes before blowing his knee out and he averaged
He was done. He averaged like 1 point a game.
Like,
for still, the game,
that's like
he
saying
played.
Kenny played for the New York Rangers because he's been to Madison Square Garden.
Well, he was a point guard in the game. In
Congrats. Yeah, in NBA Live 96. The point I'm making is everyone looks at Halliburton and you go, this is the ascension.
Yeah.
He's a superstar. And then you get this one outlier and I'm like, what am I missing?
And he's
here?
Dying on this hill. And it's like, okay, guess what? He's more Mr. Clutch than Mr. Clutch in New York. Because right now, right here, right now, one shot to save my life. You know what? Brunson, but pass the ball to Halliburton.
You're also seeing it, too. Like, OKC, they don't have. Like, look, Williams is a really nice player. Chet's a good player. They're not stars yet. They're not that type of player. So when you need that help desperately in the fourth quarter, you're getting outscored. We bring it all back. Here we go, you two in your windows, Brad. Yeah, like, this is why we want the Pistons to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Cade needs help, and it ain't Malik Beasley.
No, because you saw the difference in that Knicks series. When it came down to it, it was all Cade. He tried to pass the ball off, and it goes out of bounds or whatever happens. It's like you need that one other person to help you out so that you don't get three people jumping on Cade. You need somebody. Because it wasn't going to be Thompson. It wasn't going to be Jalen Duren. It wasn't going to be any of these other people. They're good players. Not ready for that final moment.
By the way, Knicks got rejected by another coach.
Who was this, Izzo?
No, I mean, at this point, they may as well, right?
Right.
No, they asked for permission to talk to Red Auerbach. He said no from the grave. I mean, nice plan, guys. David, you hate to see
I was going to say this about the game, even just last night, because Jalen Williams tried in the fourth quarter, but you could just see SGA, they wore him down. You're right, Mike. They need someone else because he was just exhausted yesterday. They threw seven different defenders at him, and they defended him full court every single time.
Yep.
Yeah. So
you weren't going to get any easy baskets. You were going to have to earn every point that you got, and we're going to get physical with you, and let's see if the referees give you that call or not. So, wait, this just in. John Beilein just turned him down.
Exactly. There you go. Judd Heathcote, also dead, also not interested in the Knicks job. David, go ahead.
Someone is texting in. Are the Knicks ever going to find a coach? Maybe Tibbs is available.
Circle back to the guy you fired.
Wait, he goes, gets a hair piece, and comes in with a new name.
There you go. He's Thibs now. Someone else says, no excuses. Get it done with Scoobal. He is only going to get more expensive. Sign him quickly.
But the one thing I would say, you get to a point, there's only four or five guys in the game right now who make more than 35. Then there's a drop off to like 27 million. Like Blake Snell's at 30. I'm spitballing here, so forgive me, Brad. 36 and a half for Snell. Garrett Cole, 36 and a half. Wheeler's 41.2. There's very few guys, though. So I don't know. Like, no, I don't think tomorrow or two or three years from now that there will be a $50 million guy. Especially at the end of next year, there's going to be a labor war. You're going to be a lockout. Right.
Because I think that the guy that's going to, right now with Skeens, what it projects to be the guy who breaks the bank or just sets the new standard for starting pitching, and that's little less than a decade away before we really see what that number is going to be.
Pittsburgh. Good Lord. David, go ahead.
One more says, pay the man. $40 million will be cheap in 2035.
All right, we'll get you to Tiger Baseball here momentarily. Scooble on the mound. Chance to win another series, and that's all you hope to do in baseball. Two of every three. Land you in the playoffs every damn time. David, you said you had a treat. And your T-shirt has already been a treat. I'm not tired of looking at it after 4 hours. The fact that you have a Coming to America sexual chocolate Randy Watson T-shirt.
That boy's good. Mr. Randy Watson.
Good and terrible. But please, what is this surprise you have
for? Well, we've had a wonderful show today. We've talked Scooble. We've talked jersey sales. We've talked buying and selling college football teams going into the season.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about disrespect or value with the Tigers at being plus 900.
Yes.
World Series odds. But we also talked about this. Wyatt Langford hit a three-run bomb today for the Texas Rangers, not your Detroit Tigers.
My boy. Man. Sure could use a right-handed bat with 14 bombs on June 12th. But
had to, I
and
had 12 to play
steals. And I appreciate
I
it.
I had to because yesterday we almost went an entire show without a mention of Wyatt Langford. So not only did we get the mention today, we have to play the highlight.
You do, you know what?
It almost
you do.
And
you
Mike
do.
Broke into the news of that.
Hey, listen, he's going to go 30-30 this year. Who'd want that? All right. Hey, look. It's fine. Everything's fine. Thank you, David. That was a delightful treat. Between the sexual chocolate T-shirt and a Wyatt Langford three-run pizza, I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
I'll give you another treat because you mentioned it. I'm going to mention the name for people because you did talk about this for a quick second regarding the NBA. And yes, the Knicks got rejected.
I said it.
Again. This time by the Chicago Bulls. They were trying to interview head coach Billy Donovan.
Oh, my God.
And they said, no, thank you. Bye-bye.
What? Okay, I'm being serious.
That's five, six teams, right?
Yeah, as we wrap the show, like, are we sure they have a plan?
No, I don't think that they had a No, they did. It was their own arrogance. And you see this a lot more in college sports where we have this name brand. I mean, everybody's going to want to run to come and coach our team until you don't.
Okay, here's the litmus test. I have a solution for the Knicks. Here's my solution. This is a surefire way to find out if you're effed.
Okay.
But it's also a way, it could be a guaranteed yes. You call up Charles Lee. Do you know who Charles Lee is? He's the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. You call up Charles Lee, and if Charles Lee says, I do not want this job, I'd rather coach this horse's ass of a franchise, then you know you have really screwed up.
Gotcha.
Call up Brian Keefe with the Wizards. Like, call the worst. The Knicks have to reverse engineer this. Start at the bottom. You fired Thibodeau with no plan.
I think they thought, oh, we're just going to walk in there and we're just going to get. No.
Kenny?
No.
Last thing for me. Is Connor McDavid going to do this tonight or are we about to witness another loss for the greatest player ever?
This may, in fact, be copium and I'll fully cop to that, but yes. Tonight.
Come on.
Has to.
They were a no show the other night.
Oh, yeah. We have a newly minted Oilers fan.
I've changed. I'm an Oilers fan.
He found out about Evander Kane and Darnell Nurse.
You know, Rico has a Peter Worrell jersey from 1999. You know, Rico's cousins with George LaRocque.
George LaRocque. Big Kevin Weeks guy.
There we go. What are you, cousins with Benito?
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you become an Oilers fan?
What about Anthony Duclair? All right. All right, we're done. Hey, by the way, also, people, I know there's no point, but it just one of the most wholesome things I've ever watched, the video I sent you last night.
Oh, my goodness.
Australian guy watching college football entrances. The innocence and sheer shock and joy on this man's face on YouTube.
Well, he had no bias, so he couldn't be like, oh, this team. Now, here's what I guess I had never seen South Carolina in their entrance.
Space Odyssey in the sandstorm?
Right, I had never seen that before. I was like, okay, I was him.
No way. Is that a bison? I'm like, this is the greatest thing ever.
You went down a rabbit hole, didn't you?
I did.
You did.
The Tigers couldn't hit anything last night. I was bored. Sorry. Listen, they'll be fine. Scooble's pitching tonight. You're going to be all – everything will be fine. Just everybody calm down. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything, go get it. Also, I know that Scott Harris interview's up there. If you guys haven't listened to the whole thing, do it. It's actually a very good interview. Cookies did a very nice job with it. And Harris – you know, you can read into it whatever you like. It was a good interview, so go and get that. David, you got to tell us where you got the shirt. I feel like we all need one.
I will find out where Tim got it. Tim bought it for me.
Do you think Kenny could go to the bar wearing that?
No. Well.
Why not?
Yes, I think he could.
I would.
A bar by me or a bar by David?
Both.
No and yes.
We're going to do a social experiment. I need to see it. Your Tiger Baseball is next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.